It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and the Spur. And talking about this year's Coney Classic, Alpine's Cajor and Dog Party, and Lila Wheatley on the air with me today to talk about this great event. Lila, good morning. It's that time of year again to go play in the snow.
Yes, good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me. Yes, we're excited to put on our eighth Coney Classic Alpine, and it's going to be February 10th, 10 to 2, similar format as in years past.
Very cool. So as you mentioned, February 10th and all kinds of great events. And so first off, you mentioned this is the eighth year already. Go back to the year this first began and discuss kind of the growth that this has take that this event has experienced over the last 8 years.
Yes. So we've had 8 years now in Alpine. It originally started in 01 down up in Jackson. And so it has evolved to come down to Alpine, and it's very interesting to see that the local businesses have really stepped up and taken a big part in the sponsorship, especially this year. They've really, really jumped up and done a lot of the sponsorship so that we don't have to go to Jackson for much of our sponsorship.
Very cool. That's great. Makes it more of a community event. So let's talk details. Coney Classic, break it down for us. What is this event about?
So the first thing is a skijor and dog party. So skijoring is when people have their dogs pull them on cross-country skis, and it's not a very... It's not a real race. It's more like a fun run. We do get, if you want to be timed, we have the time trials between 11 and 12:30. So it's not like a race start where you have to be there right at the starting line right at a certain time. So it's a lot more relaxed where people can come up to the starting line, up to the timer, and give them your number and say, okay, I'm ready. And then you just take off whenever you're ready. And so that kind of takes a lot of the anxiety out of race mode. So it's a lot more fun. And then the dog party aspect is just food and music and dogs running around playing and having a good time. And, of course, we have the raffle and the silent auction.
Very cool. So when you talk about the skijoring, do you have to have an experienced dog to do this? Can people just come with any dog that they have, or is there some sort of training or special equipment required?
It all depends on the skier. If they want to be more competitive, then maybe they do want to have some experience. If they want to just go out and have fun, they don't have to have a dog with experience. And even if your dog doesn't want to pull you, you can still, as long as the dog is fairly in control, you can have your dog off a leash. It doesn't have to be connected to you to run the course, as long as it doesn't go and interrupt anybody else running the course and getting in the way of any other team.
So again, speaking with Lila Wheatley this morning, talking about the Coney Classic Alpine Skijor and Dog Party happening in Alpine February 10th from 10 to 2. You guys really have done a good job making this a fun environment of an event. Tell us more about the costumes and things that people do to make this extra fun.
Yes, so we have the music going the whole time, and of course that always puts it into the party mode. And then after most of the racing is done, closer to 12:30, we do have the pizzas that get delivered from Driftwood Pizza in Alpine. They are one of our big sponsors, and they donate. And then we have refreshments from Melvin and the Bull Moose, and we have also all kinds of goodies and snacks from Brolam's. Just the fact that there's music and food, that's some of the big equation to make a good party.
Yeah.
And then the dogs running around, that always makes everybody laugh, because there's just, you just can't imagine that there's, you know, 20 to 30 to 40 dogs just running around loose, having a great time, and everybody standing around watching them and laughing and watching the people come in the funny costumes. So people will dress up their dogs and the skier, and then there's a contest for whoever. It's kind of everybody votes on whoever they think is the funniest costume, and then they get a prize for that.
That's so cool. Again, Lila Wheatley is the event coordinator for this event. And even if you don't have a dog, you mentioned the music and the food and everything, it's still a great event to come to. And of course, it's for a good cause. Lila, tell us about the fundraiser aspect to this for the Trails and Pathways and also Lucky's Place.
Yes. So because we have the raffle and the silent auction, those are the two big items for the fundraising event. And, of course, then we have all the donations for the pizza and the refreshments. And that all that money goes towards the Alpine Trails and Pathways, and it goes towards the maintaining of the trails. We have to have a professional groomer come from Jackson and groom the trails and pack them down twice a week, and that costs money. And then we give half of the money that we raise to Lucky's. And so we know that Lucky's is always in need of funds to help feed the animals and all the maintenance that they need for their kennels.
It's the Coney Classic Alpine Skijoran Dog Party, again happening February 10th from 10 to 2. If you want to do the time trials, that's from 11 to 12:30. Additional details available at alpinetap.org. Lila, thank you for your time. Anything we missed about this great event that you'd like to mention today?
No, I think we covered it all. We do have the silent auction. It's kind of cool because it takes place online before the event. So it's actually online now. And that's at 32auctions.com. And then you just put in the Coney 2024. And it is pretty neat that if somebody can't attend the event to do the silent auction, they can have a proxy. And they set a limit. And they set bid increments. And then that proxy will go and continue their bidding for them. So that's kind of a neat principle that isn't normal at most silent auctions. So people will start getting the bidding going this week, and then the online bidding stops on Friday before the race, and then the live auction continues all during the Coney.
Yeah, I like that. That's
February
great.
10th.
That's great. So 32 auctions. It's the number 32auctions.com/Coney2024. For that, the website to get started early. Lila Wheatley, the Coney Classic Alpine Skijoran Dog Party, February 10th. I don't think we've talked location. Give us, of course, we've mentioned it's in Alpine. Where specifically in Alpine, Lila?
So County Road 100 is the same road that you take to get to the Alpine Airport, and you just take that road all the way till it ends, and it's actually west of the runway, and the course actually goes right next to the runway. And so it's also kind of fun because you'll see the planes taking off and landing right when you're skijoring out there on the trail.
That's so cool. Not an event you want to miss. February 10th, 10 to 2 in Alpine for the Coney Classic Alpine Skijoran Dog Party. And, of course, that event coordinator, Lila Wheatley, on the phone. Lila, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio.